وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أيها الحبيب عمر حفظك الله. The brother is asking about the vegetarians brothers, those who are not eating meat. They don't eat only fruit and vegetables. Fruitarians. Why they don't call them fruitarians? Anyway, my dear brother, حفظك الله تعالى. Firstly, my dear brother, let me give you قاعدة. هي أصل في الشريعة قاعدة. Before we go deep to talk about this kind of action and attitudes, my dear brother, you must understand. Whatever Allah جل وعلا make it مباح, halal for you, and he legalize it for you, you must understand that because it's benefit you in somehow. You understand? It's benefit you somehow. For example, Allah Jalla wa Ala and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sunnah encourage you to get married. Why is that? فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. Married how much you could from the woman, if you are able, two, three, four. If you are unable and you feel that you cannot be just married one, this for the miskin people. The people they are able, preferable for them to get in polygyny because it benefit you. If you can manage it, probably. See? Same thing, my dear brother, regarding food. For example, قال الله تعالى وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوان فيه شفاء للناس. الله جل وعلا encourages to eat the honey and legalize it for us. And he said to us, eat the honey, it's good for you because it benefits you. So everything Allah legalizes for us and encourages us to have it as a mubahat, it's because it benefits you. Then, this is the first qa'idah. Same thing, the second qa'idah, if something forbidden because it damages you. Like Allah Jalla Ala said in the Quran about the alcohol, about the khamr. Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا ويسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما. They ask you about the khamr, what's the hukm of it? Yes, the khamr have the benefits, but the damage of it is more. Have the benefit regarding buying, selling, making business, making profit. But in the end, it's more damageable. This profit doesn't have any barakah, doesn't have any khair. And the drink is really damaged. Look to the research today everywhere, even the research of those people, the just doctors who they live in the land of the disbelievers. They don't eat alcohol and they encourage everybody to leave it because it's a reason for losing your body, losing your health. You understand? And to the end, I think things like this is clear. So you understand this two qa'idah. If you understand this two qa'idah, I would like to give you the third qa'idah, which is connected with the first one. The third qa'idah now is connected with the first one. The first one, which is whatever Allah legalized it for you and encouraged it for you, it's what? It's benefit you. This qa'idah have a qa'idah connect with it, have a rule connect with it, which is complete the benefit of it. We say everything Allah legalized it for you, it's to benefit you, and because you are in need for it in somehow. Sign of perfection for our religion, because Allah knows better. But in the end, we have two kind of people who they don't get benefit from it. The first one, the person who is an exception because of an excuse. For example, a person, he's not able to make an intercourse. What's the benefit of him getting married? The correct opinion for those kind of people, they don't need to get married. And they shouldn't marry. It's a khilaf, but the correct opinion, they shouldn't marry. Because no benefit of him getting married. And it's a bond for that woman and for that spouse because he cannot do it, he's unable. But this exception, it's they are in their excuse because they've been created like this. قدر الله ما شاء فعل. You understand? Or for example, someone have diabetes. too much diabetes, he cannot eat the honey. If he's gonna eat honey, he will go to hospital. Allah said shifa, yes, shifa is a cureness for the things that Allah created as a cure for it. But your sickness make this medicine like a poison for yourself, so you cannot eat it, you are not allowed. You understand? On all this by Qadrullah Ta'ala. So this is the first exception from the first qaida. The second exception from the second qaida, who they don't get benefit from this thing before Allah legalized it and we are in need for it, those people who they don't take it like how supposed to be taken normally. Either they take it too much or either they take it less much. For example, if someone eating the honey too much, it would damage him. You understand? Same thing when someone, you know, getting married more than what he need, it will damage him also, it will make him one day disabled also. You understand? So every one of us know his need. The diet and the iqtisad and everything is a correct attitude and a correct understanding. Don't take it too much and don't take it less much. Don't. Be in the middle. So two people, they will not be benefited from the first thing. Those people who they are extreme in taking it, or those people who they are extreme in leaving it. You understand? So now let us go back to your question. What's the hukm of those people who they like to eat veggies only? The answer, my dear brother, they drop themselves in a mistake from three different sides. The first side, if he doesn't eat meat because it damage him, and he believe it damage him and damage others. Because actually, my dear brother, you must understand, those people who they are vegetarians are two types. The first type, those who they think it just, they don't want it and they don't like it and they don't want to eat it. But it's nothing connected with the damage, with the benefit, with the legalizations, with illegal, with it's illegal or legal or whatever. This is not their matter. It's just something that they don't like it. And maybe sometimes they do it in with something specific thing like from the sea or whatever. But other than that, yeah, they are not interested. It's just kind of desire inside themselves. They are outside the topic. We talk about those people who they are vegetarian because they believe that the meat could damage their health and better for everybody not to do that. You understand? They drop themselves, I mean, mistake from three different sides. Number one, they went against the comment of Allah Ta'ala and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because their behavior and their action make it like if what we have from the comments of Allah Azza wa Jalla by legalizing for us to eat these things, it's as if it's a mistake and it's not correct. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Jalla in the Quran, He make it legal for us clearly. هكذا أم لا؟ ثمانية أزواج من الضأن اثنين ومن المعز اثنين. يقول ذكرين حرم أم الاثنين. الله جعل لك the sheep, the goats, the camel, the cows. All this is legal for us. And so it's us of Allah Azza wa speak to us about things that is really legal as for us, things that is damage us. This is from the Shara. Same thing. What Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the second way, like as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, they was practicing a really unhealthy lifestyle. Which he didn't, the second thing, you deny the reality. Look, which health used to be, which life used to be more healthy. Our life and your health and your life now, or the life of the Prophet and his companions, don't go far to that time. Just in our time, look to those people, they live in the village, The villages where they live in the village, mashallah, they eat all kind of meat, mashallah, and they jump on the mountains like a gazelle, Allahumma barik. Correct or no? And so the unhealthy lifestyle in where you are is not because of the meat only. It's because of the meat, maybe the unhealthy meat that you eat it in McDonald's and these kind of restaurants, fast food. Yeah, this destroy your food, destroy your body. But we are not talking about this. We're talking about unhealthy food. Then the third side, my dear brother. Allah. The third side, my dear brother, is regarding you are conflicting with the correct, authentic medical research. Who they ask you to be in a diet, not they ask you to be vegetarians. Simple as that, my dear brothers and sisters. Enough, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum.